we were getting into before agreeing to come today, been perfectly aware that the place would be packed with families, children hyped up on sugar or having a heat-induced meltdown. But once the idea had come to me, I'd latched onto it with conviction. It must have been 3 years since we'd last had a day out to a theme park, and it was long overdue. John took my hand, our eyes meeting for a moment as he pointed towards the dragon-themed roller coaster. I nodded, slipping my palm from his, ignoring the crease that appeared between his eyebrows, and wiping the damp sheen of sweat from my hand on my dress. Last time we'd come, William had only been 5, Maisie 3, and we'd spent the majority of the day watching the parrot shows, hanging around the merry-go-round and the toddler area. I remembered how John had been called up to the stage in the tiny arena, where he'd had a large, intimidating macaw placed on his shoulder. How the children in the audience had roared with laughter when the parrot had relieved its bowels down the back of his t-shirt. The complimentary vouchers we'd been given by the flustered 20-something-year-old guy who'd been leading the show, though John had taken it all on the chin and laughed along with the audience. It seemed like a lifetime ago now. I closed my eyes, breathing in the summer air, letting the screams and laughter wash over me. I wished we could go back to that day.
Mummy, look at the bear!
I opened my eyes to find John watching me, his mouth twisted in that familiar look of concern. Maisie was tugging at my arm, half awestruck, half terrified, as the huge bear mascot interacted with children nearby, making exaggerated movements and dishing out hugs. "Do you want me to take you over to see him?" I asked, reaching for her hand, enjoying the fact that for once she didn't pull hers away. She shook her head.
"I don't think I want to. He's really big, and his eyes are scary."
"It's not real, silly," William said, coming to stand at my other side, his fingers encircling mine. He squeezed tightly, waiting for me to look down at him, ensuring he had my full attention before continuing.
"It's just a man in a suit, or maybe a woman. Whoever it is, they must be really, really hot."
Hannah nodded in agreement as she shifted Ella in the baby carrier. I smiled at my best friend, holding my 3-month-old daughter with all the clumsy ineptitude she'd had with my first two. My breasts twinged, signalling that it would soon be time for another feed, and I glanced at the sleeping face of my baby girl, her head resting against Hannah's overwashed pale pink t-shirt, dribble pooling in a wide circle on the cotton.
"I don't think they stay in those suits for more than 10 or 15 minutes, Hannah said, over the top of Ella's head.
"Can't have bears collapsing in the park, can they?" she added with a wink.
The look on William's face told me he intended to watch and find out for himself.
"Come on," John said, hoisting Maisie onto his hip, despite the fact that at 6, she was nearly too big to be carried by her daddy. "Let's just go and have a look from a distance. You don't have to speak to him if you don't want."
She nodded bravely, though her little hand snaked over his shoulder and gripped the back of his shirt in a vice-like hold. William looked up at me again.
"Come on, Mummy,"
he said, tugging at my hand.
"You go, sweetie. I'll stay here with Auntie Hannah and Ella. We'll go on the ride once you've had a look at the bear."
"The man, you mean?"
His eyes followed John, but he hesitated.
"Go on, William," I said, smiling.
"It's only for a second. Go with Daddy." He shuffled his feet, watching John getting further away, then suddenly let go of my hand, rushing after him, his desire to get a closer look at the mascot overriding his need to be constantly by my side. Hannah offered a smile, adjusting Ella's cotton sun hat, shielding her face from the afternoon sun.
"There goes your little shadow. Quick, bask in your freedom. It won't last long," she teased.
I raised an eyebrow, shaking out my arms.
"Ah, the bliss of not having someone permanently attached to you.
He's been more intense than ever lately. Can't stand it if Maisie so much as holds my hand.
He really gets jealous."
She nodded.
"Yeah, I noticed. Maisie doesn't seem fazed, though."
"She wouldn't be, would she? She's in her own world. Today's been the most animated I've seen her in months."